Hello and good morning. I'm just having my breakfast this morning, actually. So I'm just going to get some plate and get myself some marmalade on toast. So the thing I'm doing this morning that I'm going to be talking about is basically one of the issues that that crops up. I run a server for probably nearly 400 kids, a Minecraft server. And although we don't have, you know, we don't have 400 slots on the server, there are, the kids are whitelisted. There's about 400 people whitelisted on the server. So during the day and night, we'll get a proportion of those 400 coming on the server and playing in Minecraft world. So it's quite an active place. Lots of builds going on, lots of kind of things going on as well, and during that kind of time, obviously, things happen where people come into conflict with one another, or certain things happen where we have to think about how we deal with that with that kind of behaviour maybe. So the way we deal with it is we've got a Facebook group, and that Facebook group is moderated. I'm part of the moderator, but people might say, well, this has happened to me, or someone's, or I feel bullied, or I feel like, or something's happened, like something's been stolen, and I can come in as administrator on the server, and if people give me coordinates and stuff, I can kind of sort things out. So kind of usual kind of Minecraft server administration, but it brings up quite a few issues because this is a home educated server. We really use Minecraft for a lot of learning, and some of that learning is to do with digital citizenship, and that's something I'm very, very kind of proactive on. So what I really encourage is thinking about digital citizenship and how we can enable young people to be resilient to things like griefing, and then to also therefore bullying, and to find ways to move through that and think about how they can start communicating. Okay, so I think communication in a virtual world or kind of in online worlds and things like this is vitally important. And some of the things that we need to be able to teach our young people is how to maybe not react to something, but how to respond to something, especially if you feel like somebody's had a go at you, or you feel like you've become a victim of something. How can you turn that around? And so I think Minecraft is one of these great spaces which allows us to experiment and allows us to gives us a platform for trying this stuff out. So one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, and I've made a couple of posts on our Facebook group about it, is how we can pause if something has happened to you. How we can pause then that situation and find out what in actual fact is going on. Sometimes there's a lot of people who say call grief, if you like, but sometimes that's not actually what's happened at all. Sometimes what's happened is somebody's accidentally broken something, or there's been a miscommunication. And I think the internet is amazingly famous for kind of things being miscommunicated, people making the wrong assumptions, and then you get kind of this flame wars sort of starting up, and people kind of having a real go at each other, and it turns into a right old mess, and there's name calling, all sorts of stuff. So, it's, you know, what point can we slow that kind of process down, find out what's going on, and then use kind of and use different skills. And I think this is about giving people skills to be able to pause in something and be reflective before you immediately start typing, or before you immediately start complaining, and then start communicating with whoever that you feel maybe has done you wrong, or you know, ignore it and move on, so I think there are, and to create that kind of environment, we need places to practice it. We need environments that are safe. And I think one of the things that I'm very proud of is that, you know, we run the server. It has got a safety net. There's lots, all the parents are involved as well. And it just means that we can get in contact with everybody at the same time. So that's my little daily blog for everybody. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Obviously, there's going to be more to it than that. Do respond to me if you want to. I'll ask any questions. And until next time, thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.